这时候我就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是“得瞥见天堂”。
Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
How many of us would want to leave Singapore?
有我们当中有多少人啊、是愿意来离开新加坡？
All of us do not want to do so willingly.
我们每一个人都不愿意，就是没有这样的一个愿意的心来这样行。
Those who leave home willingly and migrate to another country, they make sure that the other country is better than Singapore.
那些他们愿意来离开这个家园，离开新加坡，去到另外一处的，他们必定会确保说所要去的地方会比新加坡更美好。
Because all of us are creatures of habit.
因为我们每一个人被造都是有那样的一个习惯的。
We don't like to move around too much.
我们不愿意多来走动。
If we do that, it is only for a short while, like when we are on holiday.
我们若是那样的来行，那我们只是愿意短暂，好像去度假的时候才那样做。
How many of you are now seated at the same seat since you came to this church?
我们当中有多少人就是一直都坐在同样的这个座位上，当你来到教会的时候。
I know Elder Cole usually sit on this side, but now he sits on this side.
我知道许长老通常是坐在这边，那这时候又坐在那边。
But most of you, I believe, will sit exactly where you've been sitting for many, many years.
那我也深信说，我们大多数的人就是你现在所坐的座位，都是你过去多年来都所坐的。
Sometimes.There are people who are forced to leave their home.
那有的时候有些人是被逼得离开自己的家园。
They are called refugees.
那他们就被称为是难民。
They do not know where they are going.
他们不知道他们自己要往哪里去。
They just feel that they have to leave or else they may die in their country.
他们只感觉到说他必须离开，要不然他们在自己国度里将要面临死亡。
God does not want his children to be like a refugee.
那神不愿意他的儿女就像难民那样。
As if we are forced to leave this world.
似乎是好像是我们是被逼要离开这世界。
God wants us to know that he has a place prepared for us.
那神愿意的是我们知道说他已经为我们预备好一个地方。
And so here he will give to us and to the Apostle John a glimpse of heaven.
那这时候他就是来就是让我们也让使徒约翰来有机会一瞥天堂。
Did Jesus Christ not tell his disciples that he went ahead to prepare a place for us?
耶稣基督岂不是告诉他的门徒说他离开是要先去为我们预备地方吗？
And so with the glimpse of heaven, hopefully we will all have a longing to go to heaven.
那因此当我们能够来一瞥天堂，那所期盼的是我们都有这样的一个渴望要到天堂去。
This creature of habit mentality of not wanting to leave this world must be removed.
那这被造有这样的一个习惯，那的我们就是让我们都能够把这个改过，好叫我们能够愿意来离开。
We talk a lot about this world is not our home.
我们常说这世界非我家。
How many of us really believe that?
我们当中有多少人真实相信这话呢？
What is the mindset of a person who is preparing for migration?
那一个人若他已经预备好要移民就是移居到别处去的时候，他应当是有怎么样的一个思想呢？
Once he has made up his mind, His home in Singapore has suddenly become a very temporary place.
当他一旦做了这决定，那么他在新加坡的这个家园就忽然之间就变成是一个暂时的地方了。Suddenly,
everything around him in Singapore is now temporary, like a foreign country.
那在突然之间，那在新加坡，在他周围的这些事物都变得好像是暂时的，那他就好像这是另外一个国家了。Before
you buy anything, you ask yourself, do I really need this in my new home in another country?
那当你在要购买某样东西的时候，你都会来这样的来想，我真的是需要来买这个，就是来安放在这另外一个国度吗？Do
I want to bring this with me or not?
我是否要把这些都带着去呢？
But to someone who does not have a migrant mentality, he will say, I think I need to buy this because I need this in my home in Singapore.
那至于那些没有说要移民的人，他们就会这样说：“哎，我应当来买这些，因为我需要这些在新加坡我的家园。”This
glimpse of heaven that God wants us to have must now help us to look at our lives in Singapore like that of a migrant.
这样的一瞥，天堂，神是要我们来预备我们心，让我们。 就是改变我们心思，就把我们在新加坡所看到、所拥有的一切都看成是，就是暂时的。Chapter
1 of Revelation describe what John witnessed.
启示录第一章所描述的是使徒约翰他所看见的。God
revealed himself to John in a vision.
那神就是借着异象。 来向使徒约翰来展示一些，展示自己。
Chapters 2 and 3, he described the life of a Christian in a church.
那第二、第三章，他就在那里描述，就是在教会里的基督徒的生命生活。
Seven churches in seven cities.
7个教会在7个不同的城市。
Two of them only commendation without condemnation.
只有两个是被赞赏却没有被责备的。One
of them, only condemnation, no commendation.
那其中一个只有被责备却没有被赞赏的。The
remaining four, both condemnation and commendation.
那其四个都是有这赞赏也有受责备的。
It described the struggles of every Christian in the church.
那这就描述每一个基督徒在教会里的挣扎。From
chapter 4 onwards to the end, it will now be in the future heaven.
那从第四章一直到结束，那这将会是进入将来，就是在天上。
And God will also give to us a glimpse of the world of today.
神也会让我们来一瞥，这世界，今时今日的世界。
Which part of the world does God want us to know in advance?
神愿意我们来知道，这世界的什么部分呢？
The last days of this heaven and this earth.
那就是要我们来看到，这世界，这天地的，就是幕后的日子。
Before God will conclude with a bigger glimpse of heaven in Revelation 21 and 22.
那在神让我们在第21到22章能够来看到天堂，更多的来看到天堂之前，他先让我们先看到这些。
From Revelation 24 onwards, the word church will no longer be mentioned.
从启示录第四章开始，那教会就不再被提起。
The reason is the church would have been raptured.
原因是因为教会到时候就已经被提了。
Remember, the church is always a reference to the people, not the building.
然后记得教会都是时刻都是指着指着人，而不是指着建筑物。
When the rapture takes place, everyone who is truly born again will be caught up.
那当被提的事情发生的时候，每一个真实就是重生得救的人都会就是会被接上升。
What remains behind will be only goats and the church that will be called in the book of Revelation the harlot church of the Antichrist.
那这剩下遗留在地面上的就是那些羊那些教会也是在圣经启示录里面描述为那属于那淫妇的教会。
And so to begin this future events prophecy, God wants to begin with heaven.
那因此要来谈论到，那就是预言到将来要发生的事情。那神就以天堂作为开始。
And so what is the first glimpse of heaven that we see in verse 1?
然后我们到底所看到的就是首先瞥见的是什么呢？就在第一节。
After this, John says, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
在第一节这么说，此后我也就是使徒约翰观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
Who is the one who is speaking?
那谁在说这话呢？
I believe it is God the Father.
我相信这是天父所说的。
So what we have here in verse 1 inRegarding the glimpse of heaven is the invitation.
然后我们在第一节这里所看见的，那关于这一瞥天堂的这件事情呢，那这是关系到说那邀请。
God the Father invited John the Apostle who was exiled in the Isle of Patmos, come, I want you to have a glimpse of heaven.
在天上的神他在这时候就是发出这样的一个邀请，那邀请使徒约翰，那这已经被放逐在拔摩海岛上的使徒约翰就是邀请他来说，来上到这里来，来看一看这天堂。
The voice was not like a whisper.
那这样的一个声音不是轻声细语的说。
The voice was like a trumpet talking with me very loud.
那他的声音就好像吹号的声音，是非常响亮的。
So this invitation was a very loud invitation for everyone in heaven to hear.
那这样的一个邀请是一个非常高声呼喊的邀请使到在天堂每一个人都能够来听到。
Come up hither means come up here.
那上到这里来。
And I will show thee things which will soon come to pass.
那我要将以后必成的事指示你。
So we know this is definitely prophecy.
那因此我们知道说这肯定是预言。
There are three types of prophecies in the Bible.
在圣经里有三类的预言。
The first type, it is known as the immediate prophecy.
那第一类就是被称为说是即刻成就。的预言。
The moment God gave it, within a short while, it was fulfilled.
那在神就是宣告之后，那在短期内，这预言就成就了。
Like the prophecies that God gave to the chief baker and the chief butler in the book of Genesis, who were thrown into prison with Joseph.
那就像神就是让这个与约瑟这两位与约瑟同被关的那个善长跟酒正神 所赐给他们的预言就是这一类。
Within 3 days, the prophecy was fulfilled. One lived, the other one died.
那在三日之内，那样的一个预言就成就了。那其中一人死了，另外一个人就是仍然存留。
Joseph also received immediate prophecy.
那约瑟他也领受这即刻成就的预言。
He was 17 years old when God said to him, "You're going to be promoted beyond the authority of your parents, mom and dad."
那当他17岁的时候，神就告诉他说：“你将会被提升，那你的地位会权柄会高过你的父母。”
When he was 30 years old, God promoted him to the prime minister of Egypt.
当他30岁的时候，神就提升他，让他成为埃及的宰相。
Then we have the intermediate prophecies.
之后我们有那就是中间性的这样的一个预言。
Not too near, not too far.
就是不太远也不太近。
Maybe 100-200 years.
或许100-200 years.
So when God prophesied that Samaria would be destroyed, Jerusalem and the temple would be destroyed, this I describe them as intermediate prophecies.
当神预言说关于撒玛利亚要被毁灭，耶路撒冷，城以及圣殿要被毁灭，那我把这些都称为是中间性的这样的一个预言。
Distant prophecies would be hundreds of years, even up to 1,000 or more years.
那些就是遥远的预言，那就是将会是经历数百年成千年才能够来成就的。
I will show these things which must be hereafter belong to the distant prophecies.
那在这里所说的，我要将以后成就的事指示你这一些应当是指着那遥远的预言。
Because this was written 2,000 years ago.And now 2,000 years later, the prophecies mentioned here are still in the future.
因为在这里启示录所描写的这些是在2000多年前已经写下。那经过了2000多年前，那这些事情仍然还是在将来，仍然是将来的事。
So God the Father sent out this invitation.
天父他就发出这样的一个邀请。
John received it.
约翰他领受了。
Did you receive it?
你有领受到吗？
If you have not, well, this morning God the Father sent it to you.
那如果你还没有，那我们在这早晨，那天父也向你发出这邀请。
I mean, if you have not read Genesis chapter 4, then you have not received it, isn't it? You did not know.
那如果你还没有读创世纪第四章，那你就还没有受邀请，因为你都根本不知道。
Well, this morning you know.
那这早晨你就知道了。
So God the Father is now inviting you, come up. Do you want to or not?
那天父他就在这早晨来向你发出这邀请，那叫你说上到这里来，你愿意接受吗？
Are you coming up like a refugee?Or like a child of God, a son or a daughter of God.
你是带着那样的一个难民的身份来呢？还是你是带着神儿女的身份来呢？
A refugee is someone who is forced to go. I have no choice. I'm going to die, so I'm forced to go. But actually, I want to live longer here.
一个难民他是被逼要离开，只是因为我就将死了。那其实我是愿意留在这里，但是我被逼得离开。
Isn't that the mindset of a refugee?
那如果是那样的话，那岂不是难民的心思吗？
Forced to leave, don't want to leave this world.
被逼离开，却不愿意离开这世界。
God says, I don't want my children to have a refugee mentality when I send out the invitation.
那神说，我不愿意我的儿女有这样的一个难民的心思。当我发出这样的一个邀请的时候
，I would like them to have a longing and a strong desire to want to be with me in heaven。
我愿意的是他们有这样的一个渴望，就是愿意要来到天上 来与我同在这样的一个渴望。
Is it not true that many of us want to go to heaven because we are miserable on earth?
那我们是不是许多人都因为在地面上所过的日子是那样的困苦，所以我们就想要到天堂去呢？
For example, when you are sick and your whole body is full of pain, Lord, I want to go home. I want to go home, right?
那举个例子当你生病了你全身浑身都疼痛，那你就说主啊主啊，我要离开，我要回到天家去。
When you are healthy and strong and you have the world in your pocket, a lot of money, I don't want to go to heaven.
当你健康当你就是拥有财富，那你就想着说哎呀主啊我要留下，我不愿意到天堂去。
God says, do I really have children on earth who think like this?
神说我是否真的是有这样的儿女是在地面上有存着这样心思的儿女呢？
When they were saved by me, did I not bless them with the mind of Christ to think like my Savior, their Savior?
然后当我拯救他们的时候，然后我岂不是赐给他们就是有基督的心思，他们岂不是应当就是效法他们的救赎主那样的来思想，有那样的心思吗？
Did God not bless his children with the love of God so that they will no longer love the world?
那神岂不是已经赐给他的儿女就是有神的爱，那好叫他们不再是爱这个世界吗？
That's why at the end of chapter 3, when God completed his focus on the church, he now wants us to focus on the future and he wants us to begin with a glimpse of heaven.
然后在第三章当他就是结束了关于地面上的描述的时候，当他要我们来展望将来的时候，他首先让我们来一瞥天堂。
So when you read the rest of this book of Revelation from chapter 4 verse 1 onwards, remember that you are going home. This world is not your home.
然后因此当你在读这启示录第四章从第一节开始，那你必须就是被提醒就是你将要就是离开这世界，你这世界并非是你的家。
You must not have the mindset of a refugee, but as a child of God, that I want to go home to be with my father.
那你不应当有那难民的心思，那你必须是有神儿女的这样的一个思维，就是有这样的一个渴望要来回到天父那里。
So God in verse 2 and verse 3 wants us to have a glimpse of the Father himself.
那因此第三节，那神他就是愿意我们来一瞥天父本身。
And immediately I was in the Spirit, John says.
我立刻被圣灵感动，这是约翰所说的。
So his body was still in the Isle of Patmos, but his spirit was now brought up to heaven.
那因此他的身子仍然是在拔摩海岛上，但是他的灵就被提升到天上。
And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
那见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
So when God invited John up to heaven, it was not in the vicinity of the entrance of heaven.
当神就是邀请约翰到天上去的时候，那不是说就是在靠近天堂的某一个地方。
Let's say all of heaven is a holy place.
那比方说这天上都是那圣洁的地方。
That was the picture that God gave us in the tabernacle blueprint.
那是神所赐给我们的一个画面就是接着那样的一个会幕的蓝图。
And then the holy place is separated by a veil, the most holy place.
那圣所就有一个帐幕来隔开，那就是里面就是那至圣所。
And the most holy place is the throne room where God sits.
那至圣所，就是在那里，神所坐的宝座的所在。
So God invited John to the most holy place.
那因此神是邀请约翰进入那至圣所。
Can you imagine how wonderful that is?
你能够想象吗? 那是有多美好的呢?
That means when you enter heaven, you can walk into the most holy place.
也意味着说, 当你上到天堂, 那你是能够直接进入那至圣所。
Because in the new heaven and new earth, the whole new heaven and new earth has become the most holy place.
那因为在新天新地里, 那新天新地就是变成了那至圣所。
Remember when Jesus Christ died, the veil from top to bottom was torn asunder.
还记得当耶稣受害死的时候, 那圣殿里的那帐幕就是被裂开。
The temple within is now entirely the most holy place.
那在圣殿里整个地方就成了那至圣所。
That's why when you study the millennial temple in Ezekiel 40-48, the description is only one big room, no longer divided into holy place and most holy place, only one big most holy place.
那因此当你在研读以西结书第40章到48章，那在那里所描述的只是一个广大的地方，并不是分隔成圣所跟至圣所，而是整个就是那至圣所。
Why did God do that?
神为什么这么做呢？
Who can enter into your master bedroom?
那有谁能够进入你的主人房呢?
At any time they like.
那随时都可以进去的。
Only your children.
唯有你的儿女。
Not any visitor.
不是任何的访客。
Not even your helper.
那甚至不是你的帮佣。
Unless a helper went in there to clean the place.
除非那帮佣是要进去来清理那地方。
But only your children could just simply go in because they're your children.
那唯有你的儿女能够这样的随意的来进去，那原因是因为他们是你的儿女。
Mom and dad are sleeping, and then when the children wake up, the children open the door and then jump into your bed while you're still sleeping, and then, good morning, mommy, good morning, daddy. You are very happy.
那当父母仍然还在熟睡当中，那你的孩子起来了，他打开那房门，跳进你的床上，那就跟父母说早安早安，做父母的也都非常高兴。
But if a visitor comes in and then knock on your door, open the door and walk in, good morning, what do you do? You get a shock of your life, you get a heart attack.
若是你的访客来到，他敲你的门进入当中，跟你说早安，你会怎么做呢？ 那你一定会被惊讶了。
That is a refugee, isn't it? I don't want you to be in my country.
那是个难民，我不愿意你在我的国度里。
You eat my food, you take my jobs.
你吃我的食物，你抢夺了我的工作。
But children? You're very welcome.
若是儿女，你是大受欢迎的。
That's why God's invitation is not just to be some outskirt, but into the very presence of God himself.
因此神这个邀请，不是把约翰邀请到这边界，而是进入那至圣所。
And God the Father was seated on the throne.
天父他就坐在那宝座上。
And then what did John see?
那约翰他看见什么呢?
Verse 3. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald.
第三节这么说，看那坐着的，好像譬喻和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像 绿宝石.
Jasper, the first stone on the breastplate of the high priest.
譬喻是在大祭司的胸牌上的第一颗宝石。
Let me take out my glasses. Can't see very well. Oh, jasper is the last stone of the breastplate.
那譬如是这胸牌的最后一颗宝石。
Sardine is the first stone, blood red in color. The jasper is white in color.
那红宝石是血红的，那譬如却是白色的。
There was a rainbow round about the throne.
那在这宝座上，那有那红来围着。
You know what a rainbow symbolizes?
这红这彩虹是象征着什么呢？
God's covenant with the world that He will not destroy the world by water again.
那这是神与这世人所立的约。那神说他不会再次用洪水来灭这世界。Jasper
and the sardine stone, first and the last. Of the breastplate of the high priest.
那譬喻和红宝石，那就是在这大祭司胸牌上的第一颗跟最后一颗宝石。
Represents righteousness.
代表着公义。
All those who enter heaven.
那些进入天堂的。
In sight like unto emerald green in color.
那就是看来好像
Green is the color of life, like you see in all the plants.
那绿色就是所有像所有植物的那样的一个颜色。
So you have righteousness, peace, and life described here.
因此这里所描述的是公义、和平还有生命。
How do we know that this is not God the Son, but God the Father?
我们怎么知道这一位 不是圣子而是圣父呢?
Because of chapter 5, verse 1.
那因着第五章的第一节,
Because it says, And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals.
那在第五章第一节说,我看见坐在宝座的右手中有书卷,里外都写着字。
So this person who sits on the throne holding in his hand a book.
那因此这一位坐在这宝座上的，他手中是握着一卷书。
And verse 7 of the same chapter 5 describes Jesus Christ coming to take the book.
那第七节，同样第五章第七节就描述耶稣基督来，就是把
That's how we know that verse 2 and verse 3 of chapter 4 refers to God the Father.
因此我们在第四章第二、第三节，我们就知道说是在描述圣父、天父。
So God the Father wants us to have a glimpse of him and what he looked like.
因此天父、圣父他愿意你我来看到说他 到底是怎么样的一位?
Heaven is a place where righteousness, peace, and life eternal will continue forever.
那天堂就是那样的一个所在，是有公义、有和平，还有那永恒生命，生命继续持续下去。
He owns the new heaven and the new earth.
他是那位 拥有着新天新地的那一位。
Look at the one in charge of this earth.
我们来看那一位来掌管这世界的那一位。
He is the opposite of what you see here in verse 3.
那他却是跟这第三节所描述的是刚好是相反的。
The God of this world is full of unrighteousness.
那这世界的神，他是充满着不公义。
The God of this world has turned this world into a place of war and fighting.
那世界的神，他是使到这个世界这个地方，那就变成了战场。
The God of this world has turned this world into a world of death instead of life.
那世界的神，就把 这个世界变成就是死亡的地方，不再是有生命的地方。
You want to remain on this earth where there is death, where there is unrighteousness, where there is battle, fighting all the time?
你愿意留在这世界吗？ 在这世界里有着死亡, 存着不公义, 而且是时刻的都在征战。
God gave us a world where the resources are enough to feed everyone.
神, 给我们, 的世界是有够足的资源来喂养每一个人。
But all of us are fighting for food and for clothing, aren't we?
而我们, 大家都在那里来斗争, 为着, 有食物, 为着穿着来斗争。
Our children are fighting in school to be better than their fellow classmates.
我们孩子们在学校, 那也在那里进行斗争, 要来比他们的同学, 来得更, 就是, 在同学之前, 前头。
Everyone who works out there in the world, they are fighting and competing to see who is better and who will be promoted.
那在外头工作的每一个人, 他们也一样, 是在那里来斗争, 要来看谁是比较好的, 谁能够被提升。
And then there is the actual physical fighting where people shoot guns and missiles and kill one another.
然后也有那实在, 的征战战场, 那在那里, 那有人真的是, 就是发出那真枪实弹, 来杀害人。
But God the Father wants us to know that when He is God in the new heaven and new earth, it will always be righteousness, it will always be peaceful, and it will always be life, there is no death.
神我们的天父要我们来知道说, 那在天上, 在他的所在, 那里, 那是, 只有公义, 只有和平, 没有战争, 那战争, 那里也只有, 生命, 有永恒的生命。
Who are the ones who are already there when John was brought up to heaven in spirit?
当约翰, 的灵被提升到天上去的时候, 那个时候, 有谁, 已经是在那里了呢?
God the Father is not going to sit there all alone.
圣父, 他不是单独孤单地坐在那里。
There are already many, many people there.
那已经有许许多多的人在那里了。
Look at verse 4 and verse 5.
来看第四、第五节。
Describe the people and the angels that were there.
那是描述在那里, 在那个地方, 有人, 还有天使在那里。
Round about the throne were 4 and 20 seats. And upon the seats I saw 4 and 20 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
第四节这么说, 宝座的周围又有24个座位, 其上坐着24位长老, 身穿白衣, 头上戴着金冠冕。
24 seats and 24 elders refer to all the believers.
24个座位还有24位长老, 是用来代表, 就是所有的信徒。
All believers who are now in heaven in spirit only.
那所有的信徒这时候, 就是已经在天上, 不过只是以灵体来存在。
The only person in heaven that has a body made of flesh and bones is the Lord Jesus Christ seated at God's right hand.
那唯一, 在天上, 拥有身体, 是, 拥有那, 肉与骨, 的身体, 的那一位, 那就是坐在, 神, 宝座右边的主耶稣基督。
24 is the number of representation.
24, 是一个代表性的数目。
They basically represent all the believers who have died in Christ who are now in heaven.
那这, 基本上就是来代表着说, 所有那些, 信徒, 是在基督里死的人, 他们都在天上。
The word seated means their work on earth is done, their work in heaven is now completed, that's why they are seated down in heaven.
那在这里坐着是描述说他们在地面上, 那事务已经做完了，那他们在天上也所当做的都办完了，因此在那里坐着。
That's why there are no seats in the temple and in the tabernacle.
那也因着这样，那我们知道说，在会幕还有在圣殿是没有座位的。
That's why Jesus Christ is seated. It is symbolic of a person who has finished his work. Now you can sit and rest.
那因此耶稣基督他是坐着的，那这是代表着说他已经完成了他的任务，那因此能够在那里来休息。
Clothed in white raiment describe the garment of righteousness that they have received salvation in Christ.
那在这里身穿白衣是就是代表着说他们所领受到的那义袍那公义，那他们得救的时候所领受的。
On their heads are crowns of gold.
在他们头上戴着的是金冠冕。
The two words for crowns in the New Testament.
在新约里面有两个不同的字眼就是关于冠冕有两个不同字眼。
One of the crown, the one of the words refers to crowns that are called diadems.
那有就是一类的有一个字是描写某一类的这样的一个冠冕是被称为是 diadem.
These are the crowns that are given to the children of the king because they are of royal blood.
那这样的一个冠冕是赐给皇室的后裔，那因为他们是有皇室血统的人。
They don't have to do anything to earn the crown. They are wearing the crown by birth. I am a prince. I am a princess.
那他们不需要做什么来得到那冠冕，他们是因着生在皇室里，那他们是公主是王子，所以他们就得那冠冕。
That's the crowns that Jesus wore in Revelation 19 verse 12 when he comes down from heaven riding on a white horse.
那就是主耶稣基督他所戴的冠冕在启示录第19章12节当他骑着白马来到的时候。
On his head were many crowns, many diadems.
在他头上有许多的这冠冕。
The crown that the Bible described in Revelation 4, verse 4, for the believers, is not that word.
在这启示录第四章四节所描述的这冠冕不是那一个字眼。
This is a crown that you have to earn before you can wear it, like the crown that you get when you run a race and you become number one.
那这样的一个冠冕是你必须付出代价。你必须就是成就某事以至于你能够得到，那就像你去参加赛跑所得的奖状一样。
Any one of you here called Stephen?
我们当中有谁是被称为是斯提凡的呢？
That is the name for the crown there, Stephanos.
那这就是这里的冠冕就是用这个字眼。
So these are the crowns that God will give to Christians when you fight the good fight of faith, when you earnestly contend for the faith while you are on earth.
那这就是神会赐给那些基督徒当他们在地面上的时候来打那美好的仗就是持守真道，那这是神在最后要赐给他们的。
Who else did John see?
那约翰还看到谁呢？
First he saw a lot of saints who have finished the race and arrived in heaven dressed in white with Stephanos with crowns on their head.
那首先他是看到那许多的信徒他们就是已经行完了他们所跑完了他们所当跑的路，那他们在那里身穿白衣，那带着那金冠冕。
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
那第五节说有闪电声音雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
The seven spirits of God here refer to the Holy Spirit.
那在这里说神的七灵其实就是指着圣灵。
Turn with me to Isaiah 11, verse 2.
让我们来翻到以赛亚书第第十一章第二节。
Where you have a description of the seven spirits.
那在那里就描述那七灵。
And the spirit of the Lord, that's one, shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom, that's two. The spirit of understanding, that's three. The spirit of counsel, that's four. The spirit of might, that's five. The spirit of knowledge, that's six. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord, that's seven.
那在以赛亚书第十一章第二节这么说，耶和华的灵，那是第一个灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧那是智慧聪明的灵这是第二个然后谋略和能力第三第四，然后知识，还有对不起，第二第三是智慧和聪明，然后第四第五是谋略和能力，还有知识和敬畏是第六第七。
This same phrase appears in Revelation chapter 1 verse 4 if you remember.
那这同样的这词汇如果你还记得的话，其实就是出现在这启示录的第一章四节。
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead.
那圣灵是就是三位一体真神的第三个位格。
Were the disciples not filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2 when the local church was born?
当在使徒行传第二章的时候，当地方教会诞生的时候，那这些使徒们岂不是就被圣灵来充满吗？
So verse 4 described the saints in heaven who are now in spirit.
那因此第四章是描述那些已经是在天上的这些圣徒是以灵体出现。
Verse 5 describes the Holy Spirit, who is the third person of the Godhead, who help us when we serve the Lord in the church on earth.
那第五节就描述那圣灵，那内住在我们里面的圣灵，那帮助我们，当我们在地面上在教会里来服侍的时候帮助我们的。
So the first glimpse of heaven, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and all the saints in heaven.
那因此第一瞥这天堂就是先看到的就是在天看到的是圣父，还有圣灵以及所有的圣徒。
Verse 6 to verse 11 describe all the angels who will be there, good angels.
那第六到第十一节就描述所有在那里的天使，那些良善的天使。
Chapter 5 verse 1 as mentioned earlier onwards will describe God the Son.
那第五节第五章第一节接下去，那刚才我们提到的就是描述在描述圣子也在那里。
So this morning we just have the first glimpse of heaven.
那因此今早晨我们是首先来就是第一次来瞥见天堂。
God wants to begin the revelation of the future events, the last days, by beginning from heaven.
神愿意来描述将来就是在天上的事情的时候他是以这天堂来作为开始。
Because God the Father does not want his children to think like refugees because they have no choice but must go to heaven.
因为天父他不愿意他的儿女就是带着那样的一个难民的心思是在没有选择的余地才上到天堂去。
When we are reluctant to leave this world, we do not long for heaven.
那我们不愿意离开这世界，那其实我们去确实就是没有渴望到天堂去了。
And when we do not long for heaven, and we are reluctant, we don't let go the earth.
当我们没有这样的渴望，当我们是不愿意的去的时候的话呢，那我们就是不愿意来放下这世界。
We don't want to let go the things of the world.
我们不愿意把世上的事情放下。
But when we long to be with our Father in heaven as children, We live differently and we want to let go of all the things of this world.
如果我们是就是活像那我们在天上的父的儿女的话，那我们是会愿意放下这世界的事情，那我们就会正确的来为天父来活着。Let
me conclude this morning's message by the illustration that is found in Genesis 19.
让我结束今早的这一堂，那就是以在这十九章所描述的事物来作为结束。
Genesis 19 described the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
创世纪第十九章所描述的是索多玛、俄摩拉被毁坏。
It described the three types of people on earth.
那它是描述在地面上
There are those who are unbelievers who do not want to leave Sodom and Gomorrah.
那当中有一些是非信徒，他们不愿意离开索多玛。
Is Sodom and Gomorrah not a picture of our earth?
索多玛岂不是就像我们这个地面上的世界吗？
Full of sin?
是充满着罪恶。
They were told to leave. It's about to be destroyed. We don't want to leave.
当他们被告知说，应当离开，因为这城将会被毁灭，他们却说我们不愿意离开。
And then you have those who are believers, like Lot and his two daughters.
那也有那些是信徒的，就像罗德还有他两个女儿。
They left and they did not look back.
他们离开，他们没有回头看。
They were warned by the two angels, do not look back when you leave.
那他们是被那些天使所警戒，就是当你离开的时候不要回头看。
So you have the unbelievers who will die in Sodom and Gomorrah, this world.
因此我们有那些非信徒，那是会在索多玛这个世界来死亡的。
Then you have the believers who will leave and enter heaven.
那也有那些信徒就是会离开，那进入天堂的。
Then you have the third group.
那还有第三类。
That is Lot's wife.
那是罗德的妻子。
They represent those who are found outside the world. She was outside the city limits, but she was not in heaven. She was not saved. She died.
那这是代表着那些，就像这个是罗德的妻子，代表着那些已经离开城市，但是他却没有进入天堂。
Just like out there, outside the church, that's Sodom and Gomorrah.
那就像在外头，外头就是索多玛、俄摩拉教堂以外。
Outside of Sodom and Gomorrah, they are in the church.
那在 索多玛、俄摩拉之外，他们是在教堂里。
Lot's wife represent those who are in the church in body, but their heart is still out there in the world.
那罗德的妻子就代表着那些身子是在教堂里，那心却是在这世界上。
That's why she died.
那因此她死了。
Looking back, where the body is out, but the heart is still in the world.
他回头看，虽然他的身子离开了，但是他的心仍然还在世界上。
That's a refugee, isn't it?
那是个难民，是不是吗？
Forced to leave Singapore, but keep looking back. Don't want to let go.
被逼要离开新加坡，但是却一直回头看，不舍得离开。
There's a reason why God begins chapter 4, All Future, by giving us a glimpse of heaven and himself.
那因此，这就是为什么神在这第四章的开始，就在谈到将来的事情的时候，那首先让我们来一瞥天堂。So
you are out of the world, you are in the church this morning.
那今天早上，你是离开世界，你是在这教堂里。Your
body is out of the world in the church.
你的身子是离开世界，是在这教堂里。
But what about your spirit?
那你的灵呢？
Are you looking back like Lot's wife, or are your eyes still focused on heaven as sons and daughters of the Most High God, given a glimpse of your Heavenly Father this morning?
你是不是像罗德的妻子啊？你仍然回头去看这个世界，还是你这是来仰望着天上的事情啊？是神所让我们看见一瞥的天堂呢
？Let us pray，
我们一起来祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank thee, O God, for thy grace and mercies in our lives.
我们感谢主，你在我们生命中所显的慈爱与恩典。
For we all should have died long ago because of the sins we have committed against thee as we attend church.
其实主，我们知道，我们本该早已经死亡了，因为我们都一直在犯罪，虽然我们也在一次教会里。
And we will no longer be given the privilege to make a difference whether we will end up in heaven or in hell.
我们就是不会再有机会来当我们死的时候就不再有机会来改变任何事情了。
But in thy great grace and mercies you have spared us.
然后因着你的丰富的恩典和慈爱你却让我们没有受死亡。
You've given to us a glimpse of heaven with an invitation to be with thee in heaven this morning.
给我们能够在今早晨有这样的受你邀请来一瞥天堂。
May thy Holy Spirit take the word of God and convict hearts this morning.
愿神的灵来接着主你的话语来改变在这早晨来改变人的心思。
Help us to stop thinking like a refugee and behaving like one, but help us to be like your children, all who is longing to be with our Heavenly Father in heaven.
帮助我们不要是存有那难民的心思，然后我们都真的真实的是成为你的儿女，有主你的心思来就是仰望着天堂的事。
Sanctify thy people by thy truth once again this morning, for thy word is truth.
求主用你的真道来洁净你的儿女因为你的真道就是真理。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣圣名我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.